We're reading halakha from Hakam of Avadya in Halichot Olam, Parashat Vayera. Seder Kabbalat Shabbat. Menhag Hasidim v'anshe ma'ase lomar shalosh pa'amim bu'ikala. At the end of the Lecha Dodi, we say three times bu'ikala, bu'ikala, bu'ikala. V'kach y'ase. V'pam harishona shohek sat smolo. According to the Hakam, the first bu'ikala is supposed to bow a drop to the left. The second bu'ikala, you bow a drop to the right. The third one, you bow in front of you. That's against the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai argues on this on 2 points. The Ben Ish Chai held number one, you go right, left, and center. And he doesn't say you bow either. He just says mitzaded panav. So you should turn your body or your head towards the right and towards the left. But Hakam of Avadya holds that the proper movement, it's based on Chaim Palachi as well, that you bow to the left, just like when you make Oseh Shalom. You bow to the left first, and you bow to the right, then you bow to the center. Bekabalat Shabbat, to mekabel tosefet neshama yitera, kishomer buikala, mekabel tosefet nefesh. So he says now, the kavanah you're supposed to have. There's three parts of the neshama, nefesh, ruach, neshama. So at bu'ikala, you're accepting the first level of the extra neshama, which is the nefesh. When you say barichu, and you answer baruch Hashem, baruch ha'olam va'ed, you're accepting the ruach. That's why you're supposed to be standing when you answer barichu, in order to receive the tosefet ruach me'omed. And then when you get to kriyat shema at the end, when you get to berachav hashkibenu, you say ufros alenu v'ayrushalayim, so then you mekabel the tosefet neshama. At that point you're standing as well. The minhag is also noagim la'azir penim l'tzad ma'arav v'sh'at kabbalat Shabbat. The custom is that at the time of the bu'ikala, when you're at least at that point, so you're facing the ma'arav, the west. It means your back is to the hechal, and your face is towards the ma'arav, the west. Which means you're receiving the Shabbat, even though your back is to the hechal. Hakam Avadya's a teshuvah in Yehavedat Chedegima Siman Yutet, where he comes out and says that it's okay. You're doing it lechmot Shabbat, and anyway, there's a the Sefer Torah has a hechal and a parochet. It's elevated ten tefachim. So he says it's not a problem to have your back to the hechal to receive the Shabbat, at least for the bu'ikala, like you see in many shuls that they do that. Last but not least, the Ben Ish Chai says that when you say the bu'ikala, so he tells us the proper way to say it. Sarik lomar v'kabalat Shabbat shnei pa'amim bu'ikala b'kol ram u'pam achat b'lachash. The first two is bu'ikala, bu'ikala. The third bu'ikala, you say it low. Bu'ikala, Shabbat Melketa. So two loud and one low.